You're listening to CJSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia, broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Coast Salish peoples.
You have tuned in to Open Mic on CJSF Radio, broadcasting on 90.1 FM from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
It is 10 a.m. on November 16th, 2025. Welcome to episode 45 of the Steve Chong Show in 2025, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be another set of independent music, commentary on SFU athletics, feature on the SFU Red Leafs hockey, and the latest on the Surrey Police transition. First up today is Def Haven's Lonely People with Power with Incidental 3 featuring Paul Banks. Sorry, there is another technical issue right now at CJSF as only computer ones are accessible. So I will play Def Haven's Lonely People with Power, Incidental 3, featuring Paul Banks, right now. Was Incidental 3 featuring Paul Banks from Def Haven's Lonely People with Power. Next up is Cootie Catcher's Shy at First. Here is Musical Chairs.
Always playing. from when you took a compilation
I'd like to comment on SF Athletics at this time. Just adjusting my mic here. On November 10th, the Great Northwest Athletic Conference announced its Players of the Week in women's soccer between November 3rd and 9th, where the Red Leafs' Eve LaFontaine earned a Defensive Player of the Week as she played all 90 minutes in each of SFU's two games, where the Red Leafs allowed just one goal, a 1-1 draw against the Western Washington Vikings on November 6th, followed by a 3-0 shutout win against the Northwest Nazarene Nighthawks on November 8th. Two news events impacted SFU Athletics on November 11th, which was a Remembrance Day in Canada and Veterans Day in U.S. The Great Northwest Athletic Conference, the NCAA Division II, where the Red Leafs are part of, with their headquarters in Portland, Oregon, announced that it will send four teams to the NCAA Cross Country Championships. The men's teams for Western Washington, Alaska Anchorage, Northwest Nazarene, the Western Washington women's, and three individual players, among which SFU's Rachel Watkins made the cut as she charged in at 20:34.05 for fifth in the NCAA Cross Country West Regional Championships in Monmouth, Oregon on November 6th. Later on the Remembrance Veterans Day, November 11th, the GNAC announced its winners and conference teams in the men's soccer, where multiple Red Leafs were honored, led by Kian Proctor as the co-defensive player of the year, shared with Harper Newbeck of the Western Oregon Wolves, as both made the GNAC first team all-conference as unanimous selections. Kian Proctor started all 18 games this season for SFU, 11 of which he played full 90 minutes, scoring 3 goals, 2 assists, and the Red Leafs were tied for second for most shutouts with 4. Forward Koji Poon earned another unanimous selection after two consecutive second-team recognitions, joined teammate Kian Proctor in the GNAC first-team all-conference for the first time. Two SFU players made the second all-conference team, forward Kundalini Dominique and midfielder Michael Hennessy for his second straight selection, as he was first-team all-conference in 2023. Derek Abel was the Derek Ebel was the lone Red Leafs in the GNAC Men's Soccer Honorable Mention All-Conference, rounding out 5 SFU selections in the 2025 GNAC Men's Soccer Awards. On November 12th, the Red Leafs Volleyball announced the recruitment of Hannah Weldon, who hails from Red Deer, Alberta, to the 2026 recruiting class. Just a minute, please. Sorry, I might have got something wrong here. Oh, no. So Hannah Walden was an SF Evolvable recruit. Walden has competed at high levels at Lindsay Thumber Cone Prinsep High School, the Central Alberta Queens Volleyball Club, and Team Alberta, as she represented the province at 16U in 2024, followed by 17U in 2025. With Lindsay Thumber, Hannah Walden helped the school to a bronze in 2023, followed by a silver in 2024. With the Central Alberta Queens Volleyball Club, Hannah Walden earned a Best of the West All-Star in 2024 and a silver medal in the 2025 Volleyball Canada Youth Nationals. Walden has also achieved excellence in academics, as she earned honor roll with distinction throughout high school and plans to study biomedical science at SFU. Also on November 12th, the GNAC announced its awards for women's soccer, where multiple Red Leafs were honored, led by goalkeeper Sarah Lowen as the co-defensive player of the year, shared with Jada Foster of Western Oregon. Sarah Lowen led the GNAC with 10 shutouts, 0.67 goals against average, and a save percentage of .864, as she played every minute of the regular season, making 76 saves in 2025, highlighted by a season-high 9 saves against Western Oregon on October 23rd. Lowen also joins Emily Smith, a center back, as two consecutive SFU players to earn co-defensive honors. Furthermore, Sarah Lowen was on unanimous selection for the first team all-conference, her second straight selection after being in the second team all-conference in 2023. Forward Kara Scott was another unanimous selection in the first team all-conference team for her second straight honor. Five Red Leafs earned a second team all-conference selections. Forward Caden Sherwood, midfielder Sophia Faremo, Elisa Clark, who was an honorable mention in 2023. Defense Abby Simpson and Elise Beaudry, who was an honorable mention in 2024. Three events occurred on November 13th. First with the Red Leafs women's basketball, as they announced the recruitment of Addison Beck and Sarah Tor for the 2026 recruitment class. Addison Beck, who hails from Centennial, Colorado, according to ProspectsNation.com, attended Cherry Creek High School in Greenwood Village, Colorado, and played for Grit 17U Select 40 Circuit. Meanwhile, Sarah Tor is a star basketballer from Delta, honing her game at Siakam Secondary and at Athlete Club Team. Later on, the Rocky Mountain Athletic Conference, based in Denver, Colorado, announced the Women's Swimmer and Diver of the Week between November 3rd and 9th, where SFU's Kira Kennedy earned a Swimmer of the Week, as Kennedy won two events in a five-team duo at Grand Canyon on November 8th, 500 freestyle at 457.55, a Division II qualifying standard, and 1,000 freestyle at 1009.14. The Red Leafs women's soccer capped off November 13th in the GNAC Women's Soccer Championships, as they hosted the Western Oregon Wolves, the third seed, in SFU Stadium at Terry Fox Field, where the kickoff was at 6 p.m. The second seed, SFU, opened the scoring at 35-16 as Chelsea Croke eluded Western Washington's Bella Lopez, and the Red Leafs ended the first half up 1-0, outshooting the Wolves 5-3 in the first 45 minutes with a 3-1 edge on goal. But Western Oregon fired 10 shots towards SFU goal in the second half, 3 on target, but Sarah Lowen stopped all 3 shots as the Red Leafs shaded the Wolves in 1-0 in the semifinals. Western Oregon's Bella Lopez made 2 saves on 3 shots, while SFU's Sarah Lowen earned a 4-save shutout for her 36th career clean sheet. Both Red Leafs basketball teams were in action on November 14th. First with the women's, who took on the Westmont Warriors as part of the PacWest GNAC Challenge at Murchison Gymnasium in Santa Barbara, California, where the tip-off was at 2 p.m. and the host Westmont overwhelmed SFU 92-54. The Red Leafs were led by Rachel Lukes with 22 points, while the Warriors had five players scoring in double digits, led by Skylar Knight with 15, Molly Garnand with 14, Maria Brown with 11, and Sage Carmer, Noemi Barneau with 10 points each. Later on, the SFU men's basketball hosted Langara College at West Gym on the Burnaby main campus, where the tip-off was at 7 p.m., and the Red Leafs destroyed the Falcons 105-66. Langara College were led by Cameron Vaughn with 18, Oliver Munt with 12, and Nixon Owusu with 11 points. Meanwhile, SFU were led by Tate Christensen with 17, Sertaj Bangu with 15, Matisse Van Byland with 14, Rocco Merich with 12, Josiah Sutton with 11, and Zach Stone with 10 points. Four games were on tap for November 15th, which was also the final day for the GNAC Soccer Championships in SFU Stadium at Terry Fox Field. First with the men's, as the Western Oregon Wolves played the Seattle Pacific Falcons for the 2025 crown. Seattle's Chris Sato opened the scoring at 29:42, but Western Oregon's Yahir Ocampo tied the game early in the second half at 9:36, 54:36 into the game. The first overtime, which was 10 minutes, solved nothing to force the second OT, where the Wolves' Michael Devano eluded Falcons' Brian Lanier at 104-101-04 into the game, as Western Oregon won the 2025 GNAC Men's Soccer Crown. Later on, the Red Leafs women's basketball. Later on, the Red Leafs women's basketball, who played the Vanguard Lions as part of the PacWest GNAC Challenge at Murchison Gymnasium in Santa Barbara, California, where the tip-off was at 2 p.m., and Vanguard destroyed SFU 76-41. The Lions were led by Emma Schaff with 19 and Kayla Boozer with 13 points, while the Red Leafs were led by Rachel Lukes with 13 points. Meanwhile, the SFU women's soccer hosted Western Washington as the Red Leafs were looking for a three-peat in SFU Stadium at Terry Fox Field. The Vikings and Red Leafs couldn't score in the first 90 minutes to force overtime, where no winner was determined even after two sudden death periods, and forced a shootout where goals came in bunches. Started by SFU's Sophia Faremo on Ellie McGowan, Western Washington's Mia Cairns on Sarah Lowen, the Red Leafs' Sarah Carabata, the Vikings' Kasia Muscat, SFU's Elisa Clark, Western Washington's Olive Connell, the Red Leafs' Jensa Napier-Ganley, the Vikings' Asia Harden to force a 4-4 tie, and SFU's Eve LaFontaine scored a fifth goal on Western Washington as the Red Leafs women's soccer won their third straight GNAC crown, this time in SFU Stadium at Terry Fox Field, as four Red Leafs made the 2025 GNAC All-Tournament team. Forward Caden Sherwood, midfielder Chelsea Crock, defender Eve LaFontaine, and goaltender Sarah Lowen. The men's basketball and volleyball capped off November 15th. First with the Red Leafs men's basketball, who hosted the UBC Thunderbirds for the Buchanan Cup at West Gym on the Burnaby main campus, where UBC beat SFU 66-54. The Thunderbirds were led by Holt Tomey with 14, Edward Gauthier with 11 points, while the Red Leafs were led by Mikhail Malabuyak with 15, and Tate Christensen with 11 points. Meanwhile, the SFU volleyball confronted Western Washington on Wake U Court at Carver Gym in Bellingham, Washington, where the Red Leafs tripled up the Vikings 3-1. SFU were led by Davida Hill with 17 kills, Megan Hawkins with a block, 14 kills, 16 digs, Natalie Lemoyne-Sells with 12 kills, 4 blocks, Ebba Person with an ace, whopping 44 assists, 17 digs, Ella McBiddy with 3 aces, 7 blocks, Mason Unger with 5 assists, 26 digs. Meanwhile, Western Washington were led by Devin Osterich with 18 kills, 3 aces, 15 digs, Delaney Spear with 14 kills, 1 ace, 3 blocks, 16 digs, Adele Holland with 13 assists, 15 digs, and Carolyn Hansen with 24 assists.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. Simon Fraser University, the 1960s. In the earliest days of SFU, a renegade unlicensed radio station begins broadcasting around campus. 1974. Volunteers establish the Simon Fraser Campus Radio Society, which operates CJSF to this day. 1985. The station obtains a cable license, bringing CJSF to a wider audience. And we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
Here are the current men's basketball standings within the Great Northwest Athletic Conference on NCAA Division II. No interconference games have been played as of yet. Montana State Buildings are first at 5-0. Northwest Nazarene, second, 1-0. St. Martin's, third, 2-0. Alaska Fairbanks, fourth, 2-1. Alaska Anchorage, fifth, 3-2. Much like Central Washington, Western Washington, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 3-2. Western Oregon, 8th, 1-1. Simon Fraser, 9th, 1-4. And Seattle Pacific, last, with no games played as of yet.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. During the 80s and the 90s, CJSF would come into its own as a serious platform for independent artists and a forum for people to express ideas not present in the mainstream media. Summer 2002, CJSF receives a license from the Canadian Radio Telecommunications Commission to broadcast over the FM airwaves. February 13th, 2003, 7 p.m., CJSF goes on air at 90.1 FM, and we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
Here are the current women's basketball standings within the Great Northwest Athletic Conference on NCAA Division II. Much like the men's, no interconference games have been played for women. Alaska Anchorage are first at 4-0. Central Washington are second at 2-0, much like Northwest Nazarene. Western Washington are fourth at 3-2. St. Martin's fifth, 2-2. Montana State Billings, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 2-3. Simon Fraser, seventh, 1-4. Seattle Pacific, 8th, with no games played. Alaska Fairbanks are 9th at 0-1. And Western Oregon also tied for 9th, 0-1.
CJSF is looking for new volunteers to come in and make radio. No experience is necessary. You can learn to DJ, edit sound, produce news, make posters, and host your own show. Come out to a weekly station orientation to get involved. Orientation times can be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
Here are the current volleyball standings within the Great Northwest Athletic Conference. As the season is nearing its end, conference records take priority while overall records are used to break conference ties. Central Washington are first at 13-3 conference, 17-6 overall. Simon Fraser, second, 12-4 conference, 18-4 overall. Alaska Fairbanks, third, 12-4 conference, 21-5 overall, much like Alaska Anchorage. Western Washington, fifth, 12-4 conference, 18-5 overall. Then there is a huge drop-off in the win parade, as Seattle Pacific are 6-7-9 conference, but are 12-12 overall. St. Martin's, 7th, 6-11 conference, 13-12 overall. Northwest Nazarene, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8th, 5-11 conference, 6-17 overall. Western Oregon, 9th, 2-15 conference, 3-22 overall. And Montana State Billings are dead last at 0 and 16 conference with a paltry 2-20 overall record.
If you're a regular listener of this show or other shows on CJSF, we'd love to hear from you. Tell us about what you like and why you like it, as well as ways we can improve our programming. To leave comments, please email cjsfprog@sfu.ca or call 778-782-4423. This information can also be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
Volunteering at CJSF 90.1 FM is a great experience and is easy to get started, so I'll tell you a little bit about it in the hope that you reach out. As this station is run almost entirely by volunteers, you have a variety of ways to get active at CJSF. Every department can use a little bit of help. Arts and entertainment. Well, you can write and produce reviews, conduct interviews of local musicians, the music library, acquiring, organizing, reviewing, and compiling charts. Public affairs. Interviewing groups, attending events, recording lectures. Public relations, postering, graphic design, and programming. You can host your own show or work on a collective. Production, audio editing, and PSA building. And once you feel comfortable, you can even volunteer to help the volunteers. So volunteer with us at CJSF 90.1. Email us at vol4cjsf@sfu.ca.
Welcome to the second half of episode 45 in the 2025 Steve Chong Show, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be more independent music, a new feature on the SFU Red Leafs hockey, and the latest on the Surrey Police transition. First up in the second half is the third act of the hour, Buildings and Foods Provincial Park. Let me find out the appropriate album. Nah, I just got it. The tune is Room and Dreams.